Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
I'm very excited about my next guest. Wexford GAA manager Davy Fitzgerald has a new show. It actually starts on RT1 tonight. And he's on the line now to tell me about it. But before he does, here's a clip from tonight's episode. Check this out.
I'd rather just not do it than look weak doing it.
I am honestly taking this next few days so serious it's unreal.
And there's one point there saying, oh, if you keep shouting at me, I'm gonna snap.
They're all acting like kids.
It's how you deal with things in your life. That's what this whole journey is about, guys.
Yeah, we're stuck in the middle of a lockdown. It's terrible.
I really, really want to just make a difference, give them a shred of hope. If they don't buy in, we're all over the shop.
Anybody can turn themselves around. Anybody.
Oh, it sounds intense. Davey, how's it going?
Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, that sounds pretty intense, just that clip. Can you tell us what's it all about?
Yeah, listen, even just listening back gives me the shivers there thinking about it. I suppose that's where we got seven young guys from the age of 17 to 22, and they've had different challenges in their life. Maybe couldn't find work, to maybe being depressed and down a bit, and to taking drugs and stuff like that. And what we're trying to do is see if we can give them just a step up. Like, the lads have to take the step themselves, but in fairness, I think they were just looking for something in order to make a change and make a break. And they're unreal. Like, the time we spent together, the things I learned, maybe the things they learned, it was just an incredible journey.
What were your initial thoughts when you were first approached to do something like this?
Well, being honest, at the end of the year, the production team and Fittest Family, Animo, we sit down and we talk about stuff, and we came up with this idea. Like, we felt that age group, maybe it was tough on them. Their prospects out there and different things, and there's a lot of that age group has come across adversity, and we said we'd love to try and do something and try and make a difference. So this is something completely even out of my comfort zone that I hadn't done, but it's something, Jennifer, I'm so happy that I took on and that I give it a go.
Totally. Can you tell me about the lads who were involved?
Yeah, so like we have three lads, so we do from Cork, we have two from Dublin. We have one from Kildare, one from Meath. They're incredible lads. They've all gone through different things, Jennifer, so they have. Mm. And when you hear some of their stories, you know what? Like, there was times I feel a bit sorry for myself, thinking I had it tough at different times being brought up. These lads have gone through so much, and it made me appreciate more what I had, Jennifer, to tell you the honest God truth. It made me look back. But I think even there was one or two things the lads wanted to do. One, they wanted to make a step for themselves and try and get out of the rut they were in. But two, they wanted people in the same situation to say, you know what, you can get out of this rut. There is hope there. And they were very focused on that, on trying to make a difference.
How did you get through to them? I mean, you said that's the most important thing, that they wanted to make a change. But was it easy to motivate them? I mean, did you use the same techniques you use with your players? How did you do it?
Well, I think the first thing we tried to do was build a profile on in each guy. Like, and we did some physical activity, we did some other challenging events. And when you're put under pressure, you see the way people react. You see how they react to different things. They might lose the plot easy. They won't trust other people. We were trying to build a profile. Then we were trying to get to the individual, talk to them, and see could we get them to do things on their own. And Jennifer, unless they want to make that change themselves, this isn't going to happen. And like, the proof of the pudding, hopefully it'll be in maybe June, July, I'll get to meet them again one on one. I wanted to leave them a number of months on their own and see was the work we had done over last year, would that come to fruition through the middle of this year. So I'm actually excited to meet them again in a few months and see exactly have we made a difference.
So you talk about the work that you did with these kids. Can you give us an example? Is it like training and that kind of things?
Yeah, well, there's different things I'll give you. There's one guy, Connor, he'd gone through a lot of stuff, and I suppose he had come across drugs, he had battled depression, he had thoughts of not carrying on in life, and he admits it out, and it's so unreal to listen to it. But he very much wants to go out and spread his story, and myself, Matty and Dan, who were on the show, would have helped him with a presentation and helped him with different things to try and, okay, you want to go out and help people, let's try and put a structure on that. Let's get stuff right in a presentation for you. Like small things like that where we'd have worked on stuff that he wants to work on going forward. And has he a story to tell? For definite. I talk to schools quite a lot, and he'd be one guy I definitely like to bring with me when I'm going to them. Because, you know, Jennifer, I can talk about different things, but there are certain things I haven't been there, and this guy has. He's gone through it. And thankfully, Connor is good, and he's on the right track, and I just want to see him keep going that way.
Do you think it's an important show, the timing of it? Because you touched on it there earlier about, you know, this is a, you know, just with the pandemic, it's a really difficult time for that particular age group, you know, the 18, you know, early 20-year-olds, when everything is very unsettled and uncertain for them. Do you think it's an important show right now?
I think it is. I think you're right about that age group, and we tend to forget about them. Like everybody will say is, sure, they'll be fine. All the age group won't be affected. That it's the older age group are vulnerable, which we all know they are, and which we worry about. But we also have to worry about the mental health side for that particular age group. Because you have to imagine, Jennifer, back those years ago when we were younger, and that age group, like, we'd be out and about and we'd be doing stuff, and like, we wouldn't be, you couldn't keep us indoors, you know. Mm-hmm. And group have been locked up for a year, more or less. It's been pretty tight. So you do worry about them. And like the lads did struggle now, Jennifer, in lockdown. I could tell that 110%. We were trying to keep them busy with stuff, but they did struggle. So I think the program will be very relevant to them and to lots of others, because sometimes maybe we live in that little bubble at times and forget what's going on with other people.
We do, and we forget about that age group who have missed out on so much of their lives, from school to social activities. And like you said there, you know, when you're that age, it's all about your social life. It's all about that human connection. It's all about your friends and being outside and, you know, having that connection with people. And it's been completely taken away from them, you know, especially now. Can I ask you, I mean, you've achieved some achievements in your past, All-Star medals and guiding teams to All-Irelands and all that kind of thing. Where does this experience rank?
Jennifer, like when I was talked about doing it before I actually did it, I was excited. But I'll tell you one thing, I learned a lot out of this. Like learning life lessons is very important to me. Winning medals is great and winning trophies is brilliant. That's great, but it doesn't do it for me. I love seeing people happy. I love seeing people's reactions. If you can make a difference in life, I think that's very important. And if you can help anyone any bit, I think it's important. None of us are perfect. I've said that on numerous occasions, but I will tell you, this was an experience that I will never forget, that I enjoyed. And I don't know if we made a difference, but hopefully these guys have got a few bits that they can grow on and that they can make a change in their own lives and drive forward.
I'd say it was emotional filming. You know, if you do a show like this, it's hard to not bring that home with you. Do you know what I mean? Because this is very different from you just going out and doing fitness families or whatever. You know what I mean? This is more of a personal thing, a personal project, I suspect. Was it difficult to kind of get in the car and decompress all that before you went home to the family?
I'll tell you now, a lot of the stories there's one or two that would have stuck in my mind, and I found it very hard to get them out of it. One or two of the stories the lads have in it, and even that I even got off camera, are so unreal. And like, I'll tell you, Jennifer, I just didn't leave straight away. It would have stayed with me for a while. When I tried to go home, it's very important that you'll be in good form and that you'll be get on with stuff. But there is things that would have stuck in my mind for definite. And I probably would be soft at center anyhow in my heart, but it's incredible what some of them went through, and the way they're trying to battle over it is just brilliant.
Can I ask you, how's the last year been for you? You know, empty stadiums and the uncertainty caused by COVID and all that pressure that creates. How's the year been for you, Davey?
Listen, Jennifer, probably, like, I was lucky I got to be involved in the GA there during the summer with my club and then with the county. When you are locked up in your 5K, it is tough. Like, I'm a guy that goes 24/7. Jeez, I love to be out and about and be going every place and doing stuff and meeting people and training teams and all that. And when you're used to that and you're confined, it is a struggle. There's no point saying it's been easy all the time. It hasn't. But I find you just got to focus on a few different things. I focused on my health, losing a bit of weight, trying to get spend more time with my man there, which is great. So I used it in that respect. But Jennifer, it isn't easy on people. There's no point saying it is, but there is hope. We will get to the end of this, please God. And I'm a great believer in that we're going to get there and that we'll get a bit of normality back, hopefully, in the next number of months.
Please God, please God. And you also mentioned Fittest Families there, which you're, of course, involved in. Can I just play a clip of you at your most placid? Let's have a listen to this, Davey.
Seamus! Come on! Move! Move! Come on! Stand up, Willie! Stand up! Josh, you need to go! Josh, you need to go! Get up there!
He's fine, he's fine! Seamus, get up and go! Come on, Seamus!
I could listen to that clip all day. That gives me great pleasure in listening to that clip because the passion in your voice. How do you have any voice left, Davey?
Jennifer, I'm here with my head in my hands listening to that. Like, I find it very hard to listen back to that or even look at myself on TV. I find it tough. I'm the kind of guy that would wear my heart on my sleeve. If I think I can get more out of someone, then I'll do it. Is it like that all the time with me, with teams and that? Probably not. There's certain times it's there, but if there is times where you got to fight for stuff and you got to work really hard and push the boat out and you'll do it. But, oh, geez, listening back to that, that's still...
it's great motivation for anybody. I'm going to play that, trying to get my kid out of the bed in the morning. I think I'm going to play that clip. But listen to me, I suppose, just going back to tonight's show, and you said sometimes you know when to push it. Did you have to figure that out with these lads? You know, when do you push it a little bit more and when do you hold back? I mean, that must be a skill in itself, trying to master that one.
Well, it is. That comes down to figuring out the character of the person.
Yeah.
Some people will react well to when you do stuff like that and when you go at them. Some won't. Like, I won't say the example, but there was one example on the show and I was trying to be easy enough and put the arm around a certain person and make it happen. And it wasn't happening, Jennifer. Wasn't happening. Mm. So I had to take another approach. And I didn't actually like it, but it did achieve what I needed to achieve. It did get that person to do something that they didn't want to do, which was better for them. Trust me, he came to me afterwards and he said, thanks so much for getting me to do that. But it took a bit of persuasion and a bit of tough love rather than the other way, you know?
Tough love. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it works. You just got to know, is it the right person you're going to give the tough love to if they're going to be receptive to that? And that is a skill, Davey. The fact that you can do that and you can, you know, figure that out is a massive skill. Can we talk about what you did during the pandemic? Because I got fierce guilt. I jumped onto Zara and bought two pairs of trousers there the other day. But you jumped online and bought a pub or something. Did you buy a pub in the pandemic?
Yeah, I got involved in a pub in the Hinch. So I did. Like, the Hinch is a seaside town on the west coast there in Clare, and it's the most incredible spot.
It's beautiful. I know it well. It's a gorgeous spot. So why did you get involved in this pub? Were you getting bored?
No, listen, I've been in the pub game since 1997, believe it or not. I have a pub between Shannon and the Market here in Clare, which my mum runs. So, like, I've been in it for ages, but La Hinch is a thriving, like, the amount of people we get there. And I love the place. And I said, you know what? Let's get involved. And we did that, crazy and all as it seems. I would be optimistic for the future. And I'm saying that I think when the lockdown ends, please God, in the next number of months and beyond, people will want to get out, they'll want to do stuff, because that's the type of people we are, Jennifer. We like getting out, we like going for food, we like enjoying ourselves. I believe that'll come back. I really do. And so I'm just taking a bit of a punt and getting involved early, you know?
Absolutely. And you said you're focused over the last while of looking after yourself and your health and losing a bit of weight. Did you achieve what you wanted to achieve?
Listen, this is a good one. Like, I went to 14 stone, 11 or 12, I think it was, on. Like, I wasn't happy. I can remember going to a function and I felt very down afterwards. Like, I just felt too heavy. And Next thing, the lockdown arrived a few weeks later, and I said, you know what, now we'll get stuck into this. And in fairness to my other half, she gave me a great help when she was off. We washed the food, washed the calories, exercised twice a day. And do you know what? I can't emphasize this enough, Jennifer. To even get out for that 20-minute walk or that 30-minute walk is incredible. And I did it for the number of months where I'd go in the morning and go in the evening and watch what I was eating. I managed to drop back down to 12-12, which wasn't too bad.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
Now, the problem is, Jennifer, over the November, December there, I put back up a few pounds.
That's okay.
I believe in that you have to, you can't always be that regimental. So I did put back up a few, but I'm working on it again. And my goal is to try and get back under 13 if I can. And I suppose I have a few heart stints in. So for my own health, the best thing is to keep an eye on the weight and watch what I eat. But a treat every now and again isn't so bad, you know.
Well, you deserve a treat tonight when you watch the show. Where will you watch it? Are you going to watch it at home with the family?
I'll be honest with you, I find it very tough to watch stuff like that. My family watch it for definite. We'll probably come down to mum and dad's. I'll probably try and see if I can stay. I'll tell you the truth, I'm really excited about it because I've seen bits and pieces of it. And I want people to resonate with it. That, you know what, these guys are incredible to put themselves out there and do this. And I think they want to show people out there that anybody has hope and they can change. So hopefully, Jennifer, it goes well, and it's a real life thing. This isn't put on for show. This is real life, and hopefully people will look at it, tune in, and get a few things out of it.
Absolutely. So it's for everybody, especially if you have teenagers in your house. Watch this show, Davey's Toughest Team. It starts tonight, 9:35 p.m. on RT1. He won't be watching it himself. Because he's too nervous to watch it, but it sounds unreal. Even that clip, which I'm just going to play again just to remind people, it sounds extremely intense, but a very important show, especially now. If you could say anything to, because obviously we have a lot of younger listeners on the show, teenagers who might be struggling at the moment, what would you say to them, Davey?
Listen, I'd say to them, I know if you look at a lot of the news feeds, it's about more lockdown and more lockdown, and this is going to happen. The one thing I'd say to them, this will come to an end, right? This will come to an end. It's important to just get out there, do that bit of exercise, stay positive, remember the things that you really enjoyed before this lockdown. They will come back. Keep that in your head. Things will come back. You'll get to meet your friends. We just have to be resilient for the next few months. We need to just be careful, but it's going to change. The vaccine is there. And I just say to them, there is an end in sight, but even just be better than you've ever been and keep doing that bit of exercise.
Okay, very important. Wise words there. Davey Fitz, thank you so much for coming on the show and best of luck with it, okay?
Thanks, Jennifer. Take care.
Thanks, Davey.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love. Bye. There we go. That is Davey Fitzgerald. His show is on tonight. It's called Toughest Team. I'm just going to play a little clip from the show tonight. Check this out.
I'd rather just not do it than look weak doing it.
I have honestly taken this next few days so serious it's unreal.
And there's one point I said, if you keep shouting at me, I'm going to snap.
We're all acting like kids.
It's how you deal with things in your life. That's what this whole journey is about, guys.
Yeah, we're stuck in the middle of a lockdown. It's terrible.
I really, really want to just make a difference, give them a shred of hope. If they don't buy in, we're all over the shop.
Anybody can turn themselves around. Anybody.
9:35 p.m. RT1 tonight.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.